Okay, now we're going to have a look at the Clarity Project. You may be aware that in 2004, the Auditing Practices Board in the UK adopted all of the international standards on auditing. From 2004 through to 2008, there was a moratorium on any new standards being issued other than any amendments due to changes in legislation. During that period from 2004 to 2008, the International Auditing Standards Board undertook something called the Clarity Project. The Clarity Project reported at the end of 2008. The European Union have agreed to adopt those new clarified international standards on auditing now that it's been completed. During this Clarity Project, the Auditing Practices Board in the UK had a significant input. We were able to contribute towards the development of the clarified international standards on auditing. Now, the project on clarification included the following four objectives. First of all, that each ISA, International Standard on Auditing, had an objective, a clear objective for each ISA. Secondly, that there was a separate requirement section and application section. Thirdly, there was a clarification in the ISAs so that the work that the auditor had to do was prefaced by the word shall rather than the word should. Historically, it wasn't clear in the old ISAs which work the auditor had to do and which work the auditor could do. And lastly, there was an elimination of other ambiguities in the language used in the ISAs, so that again, it should be clear now which work is mandatory for the auditor and which work the auditor has a choice over. These new ISAs are now issued. They're now out. And the UK has adopted the new ISAs. Now, careful with this date. It's adopted the new ISAs from the 10th of December 2010. That's the 10th of December 2010. And that means that the current ISAs that we have are still in issue. So these clarified ISAs don't apply until after the 10th of December 2010. Something else to note about these new ISAs is that, first of all, we've still preserved our grey shaded boxes. So what I was talking about before, where the UK has its own version of the International Standards on Auditing, where it puts its own grey shaded boxes for items that are required in the UK only, those still exist. And secondly, what we've also done is we've also kept our ISA 700. Now, that's the ISA on audit reporting. Our ISA on audit reporting is different to the international ISA on audit reporting, but it's very, very similar. First of all, there are two brand new standards that have come out of the Clarity Project. The first one is ISA number 265. And that's called Reporting Deficiencies in Internal Controls. And secondly, there's ISA 450, Evaluation of Misstatements Identified in Audit. So that's two new ISAs that have come out of the Clarity Project. There are also 12 amended standards that have come out of the Clarity Project. The three most significant amendments are thought to be ISA 540, on fair value and accounting estimates, ISA 550 on related parties, and ISA 600 on groups including component auditors. And you can go away and have a look at those three as your start point to having a look through the amended ISAs. Okay, well, that's the end of our podcast on recent changes to audit standards. I hope you've enjoyed listening. My name is Steve Carlisle. Thank you very much and goodbye.